This is KLCC News. I'm Ani Katz. I don't think I'm alone in admitting that these last few weeks have been rough. My moods swing from focused and productive to sheer panic. So I phoned a friend. Ryan Scott is a licensed psychologist and the director of Vista Counseling, located in Eugene, Bend, and Portland. Those waves of anxiety, Scott says it's to be expected.
It's a very normal and healthy response to an incredibly fast-changing situation. So I think if we try to avoid it or get away from it, it'll only make it worse for us. Being kind to ourselves, practicing self-compassion, even as I say this, I'm kind of touching my own heart, and just allowing ourselves to feel some of that anxiety rather than struggle against it. We are so focused on this right now, and we need to be. We've got a big shared responsibility in this, but also taking a break from constantly, reading the news or listening to the news. It is important to keep up on that. But sometimes we're just repeating the same information over and over and reading it over and over. And that's kind of our brain's way of trying to process something that is really completely new, hard to understand. We're trying to get our mind around it.
What are coping mechanisms that people can use when they are starting to feel that kind of increased heart rate or just your brain kind of racing?
Really just slowly slowing down our speech, focusing on what's around us. Say, for example, notice three things around you, the color of the wall, your feet against the ground, the temperature of the air, just different things that kind of get you grounded in the center. Take time to notice your breath going in and out. That's a great first step of just getting grounded. From there, I think really connecting with others as much as possible. We're in a unique situation right now where you can't go to a social event, but calling up someone you haven't talked to in a long time, connecting through with old friends. In some ways, we live in a golden age of communication. I think also getting outside, exercise is going to be key. So going for a walk in places that you have a safe distance from one another, even combining the two, where you can call a friend up that you haven't talked to in a long time and talk to them on your headphones while you're walking. And also doing what matters, checking with your neighbor to see if they are elderly, for example, and they need to have someone do a grocery run for them, or just checking with other people that you know might be in different stages of recovery from substance abuse or have a history of depression and anxiety.
One of the things that we've been talking a lot about is how to talk to our kids about this. And aside from explaining to them that, why we're doing this, one of the things that I've noticed lately, there's a lot of, and this is to be expected, like, why is this happening to me? I may miss out on all these things that are happening, and either, it's prom or it's summer camp or it's all these things. How do you kind of talk to them about making sure that they understand that this is kind of a greater good sort of thing? And even though it doesn't feel heroic to stay home, you are helping just by being here. This is something we have to do.
First and foremost, you want to lay down a bedrock of safety and security, letting them know that you, as the parent, are taking care of things to ensure that they're safe, and that things are going to stay safe for them and be predictable. From there, you can work out towards saying how we are contributing to the larger culture by connecting. I think we should also give them time to vent a little bit about the frustration of all things they've lost. Because let's face it, for kids and for adults, we're all grieving loss right now. Special events that we're looking forward to, planned trips, getting together with friends. We're all grieving and in different stages of grief. And sometimes grief looks like anger and frustration and throwing a temper tantrum about something that seems unrelated.
Now, on the other side of the spectrum, there are people who are either in high risk groups and or, above the age of 50, 60, 70. What are ways of kind of talking to them about their fears or other feelings they may have about this?
Human connection is so important for them. As much as you can do that, make it happen. Letting them know that they're loved, that you still care about them and are concerned about them, and just check in on a regular basis. If you don't have a regular habit of checking in with them, make it a regular habit. If you're used to, for example, going to a retirement community and visiting with them, don't miss those appointments. Just make them on the phone or, if possible, video. I know it's a scary time for all those folks that are in high-risk groups, but making sure that they're not forgotten and that you understand their concerns and their stress.
Ryan Scott is a licensed psychologist and the director of Vista Counseling, which is an underwriter on KLCC. Their entire practice recently moved to video therapy and is providing the online resource Connection During Coronavirus. More information is at our website, klcc.org. I'm Ani Katz, and this is KLCC News.